meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we are currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligation under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be added back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. If you wish to speak on an item, please use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. And can I just remind all members to keep your instant messages to the following letters: Q for a question, P for propose, and S for second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messenger in the event that two councillors propose at the same time. The person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer, and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. Thank you. Okay, so apologies, sir, you've everybody that you need. Any declarations of item number two, any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
Okay. And item number three, any item action sheet arising from AHC meeting held on the 16th of November? Oh, and I know you wanted to come in on the suicide down to zero.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just to let members aware, you'll remember that we want to set up this working group with the Trust, but they'd asked that elected members went through an element of training in advance. So we've identified a connections course, which we'll be hoping to roll out to all councillors. It'll be a virtual course, 2.5 hours. There'll be two sessions, one session for it. The numbers are limited, so we can do two sessions to cover all of you. And it's looking at the contributing factors that lead to poor mental health, emotional distress, suicide, understanding the role of mental health and emotions in relation to suicide prevention, the Connect 4-way model for helping persons experience emotional distress, tools and resources for supporting your community, and then the role of self-care and well-being in strengthening mental health and preventing suicide. So we will get that information out to you as soon as possible in the new year. So that's just an update on that, and we take it from there then.
That's great. Thank you. All right. Anybody else?
No, Chair. I really had a question there, but Owen's given an update, so thanks very much. So I'll throw the question. Thanks, Chair.
Sorry, I can't. My chat doesn't seem to be. The last thing that has come up is meeting started, so I don't know.
No other questions.
Sarah, it's not, it doesn't seem to be loading. Sorry. Okay, so item number four, notice of motion in relation to sustainability and community growing initiatives.
Sure, sorry, Councillor Lewis, my understanding was that Councillor Lewis had a work commitment tonight. Now, he hasn't asked me to speak on this round like that, so maybe if he isn't here, I could suggest maybe that we could pass it on to next month, if that's okay.
That's fine. I don't believe Sarah got any apology or that to say.
He mentioned to me about a work commitment tonight, so maybe he may not have been in contact with Sarah, but I would suggest it's moved to the next month.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Thank you, Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Item number 5, notice of motion, Dunley Park.
I take it, Chair, that's for me. I'm not a committee member of the committee, but if it's all right, if I can just speak on it.
Yes, go ahead, Councillor Sharvin.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair, so this is the news motion that I had submitted to Council in the December's meeting, and I see within the report the officers have asked for time to bring a report back to January, but just on the basis of the motion, the objective of it is really for the Council to realise the potential and opportunity that Dunley provides, not only to Downpatrick, but the wider district. If COVID has taught us anything, it's really how important and the importance of having outdoor space that meets the needs of everyone within the community. Currently in Downpatrick, we have no real town park that provides a space for families to enjoy, where a town park meets sport and provides a space that regenerates the town that we live in. Also, Dunley Park currently today is really underutilised. It is a real gem for sports, but it could be so much more for the people of Downpatrick. And the objective of the motion really is to have the working group with the Downpatrick DEA councillors and council officers working together to establish a development plan for Dunley that will get people out taking care of their health and well-being, that will improve the standard of the sports pitches already in Dunleith, that will bring new sports to the area that complements the leisure centre, such as the tennis bubble and gardens that provides for all, and even more so the example of a walking trail that could accommodate a parkrun event. The development plan should identify areas of opportunity, partnership with government departments for funding and council funding, and I do accept that parts of Dunleith is in a floodplain, but there's large parts that are not, and really the development plan coming out of the working group should establish what areas can be developed, what can be built, and what can really be the benefit to the wider council, Chair. Thank you for taking me in.
Not at all, thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Sorry, Sarah, is there anybody else?
Councillor
Kern has a question. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, a second off the motion. I'm not going to go over all. I think I totally support what Councillor Sharvin has said there. I look forward to coming back to the January meeting when they'll have what the officers have got to say in relation to there. And it will, as Councillor Sharvin already says, a centralised in the middle of Downpatrick. And now with everybody taking more active health walks and doing all the things that need to be, it's going to be very beneficial to the people of Downpatrick and surrounding areas. So I just totally support what Councillor Sharvin has said and second the motion.
And Councillor
Hammond.
Thank you. Yes, Councillor Hannan, Anna, go on ahead.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for letting me in. As you know, I don't sit on this committee, but I think it would be remiss of me not to comment on this motion, given it's within my DEA. I welcome it. I think it would be great to see any improvement to Dunleith. You know, it sits in the centre of the town. It's very accessible from most of the developments in the town as well. I guess I've probably spoken to officers about this before, and you know, it always comes back to being on the floodplain and maybe not being able to be assessed for planning and things like that. So I do welcome that a working group is going to be set up, and whatever can be done, I think should be done. And as Councillor Sharvin said, you know, COVID has taught us all that the importance of outdoor space and being able to get together with friends and family, obviously within whatever restrictions are there. So definitely welcome the motion. Thank you.
No problem, Anna. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews then has a proposal.
Yes, I would propose that we'll go ahead with the recommendations that's in the paper. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Sorry, we don't need a vote or anything. No, we're happy enough. Sorry.
So Councillor O'Hara has seconded, and that's okay then, that those recommendations then will come back then to the January.
Yeah. No bother. All right, Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Can I just jump in, Leary, and just as a response, I suppose,
yes, go ahead, Paul.
I suppose just to thank the members for the notice of motion. You have mentioned about the floodplain. I know that's well documented. We currently have a flood risk assessment that is being submitted through a capital estates team at present, so that'll give us a clearer indication, hopefully, of what can or can't be done. Hopefully, we can get the results of that back prior to the January meeting and know a bit more. We plan to bring that report back to January and work probably through the likes of the DEA and members and put something in place where we can get feedback on a regular basis to that DEA about Dunley.
Thank you, Paul. All right. Item number 6 on the agenda, the Community Coordination Hub. Janine?
Members, this item relates to the Newry Mourne and Down Community Coordination Hub. Members will be aware we established this hub as a response to COVID-19 and primarily the hub overseeing the food parcel scheme that put over 18,000 food parcels out the door between March and July. With the cessation of the food parcel scheme, we've had to evolve the hub. So now we continue to deal with referrals around load and vulnerability in relation to food, fuel, utilities, medicines. But the hub mainly deals with distributing the additional money that comes down from DAFC. So, Chair, the purpose of the paper is to get approval for the terms of reference of the hub, which includes the membership and reporting mechanisms. Happy to take any questions.
Anybody looking in, Sarah?
Yeah, so Councillor Andrews has a proposal and a question.
Thanks very much, Chair. It's not really a question, it's just more or less would like to compliment all concerned for the hard work earlier in the year, and especially with the way things are at the moment, the demands on this service is going to be very crucial, and I'm only too happy to pose the recommendations outlined in the paper that we proceed with the necessary work. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor O'Hara has seconded that.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Okay, item number 7, additional funding for access to food support. Janine.
Yes, Chair, we've brought AHC details of this additional funding previously, but we've got confirmation of clients in and they're detailed in your paper. So over 190,000 for food and essential supplies, nearly 50,000 for warm, well and connect, and 42,000 then for volunteer and support. On the back of the last paper and the approval from AHC, that money would be channelled again through the Community Coordination Hub, and it would be with groups that we've worked with from the start of the pandemic. The only other thing that's not detailed in the paper is that we've scheduled a meeting in the new year with DFC to look at additional food supplies possibly coming in bulk, but we've no further details of that at the minute. And again, Chair, all decisions and agreements will go through the hub and get the backup of our community, voluntary and statutory partners in advance.
Okay, thank you, Janine.
Councillor Andrews is looking in.
Go ahead, Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much. And again, as I outlined in the previous paper, this is another very important document that's been tabled for our attention. And it is very appropriate, especially with more so with recent developments in the ongoing pandemic. And I do welcome the proposed funding to try and help alleviate hardship and distress. So we very much welcomed and as in the previous agenda item, I'm only too happy to propose and support this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Okay, and Councillor McKevitt is in next.
Yes, Karen, go on ahead.
Thanks very much, Leanne. Just agree with the sentiments of what Terry has said there. It's very, very important. I think every councillor has seen the good work that has been done in the past with the distribution right around our district for those that are most vulnerable and in need. And a wee bit of cheering up as well is needed for people at this time of year. And it's a good news story for the council that there's additional funding there for it. And because there's people there that, you know, they might be struggling financially, but the support of somebody coming and knocking on their door and giving them a small gift, should it be a bag of sweets, do you know what I mean? It gives people a lift, and I can't praise the community right across for all the work that they've done and the difference that they've made, and I suppose that's what it's all about. So any additional funding that's coming our way, let's grasp it and make sure that it has in the past gone to the right people. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McCabot. Is there anyone else?
No, that's it for that item.
Okay, no bother. So item number 8 and 9, I know Janine, we're going to take these two together. I think they're the one paper, except for the money values of Newry and Downpatrick.
Yes, Chair, again, more money. We can't believe it. More money has come. And this additional funding will be primarily for community arts, culture and heritage projects. But the proposal from DSA is that those amounts will be channeled through the existing neighbourhood renewal partnerships. The papers, as you pointed out, are the same. The different amounts then, Newry expecting just over £19,000 in additional grant aid, and Downpatrick with almost £11,500. So we need approval, Chair, to be able to apply for that money, manage it, and distribute it over the Christmas holidays.
Okay, so Councillor Taylor's looking in.
Yep, Chair, thank you. Just a quick question, Chair. In terms of accessing this money, will groups need to apply through a financial assistance a scheme to access this money, or will it be identified through the Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership themselves? Just really a point of information from that regard.
No worries. Well, no, the short answer is no. This money will be ring-fenced for distribution out through the Neighbourhood Renewal Partnerships and the groups that sit within it. But the previous paper and the allocation, the bigger allocation from DSE, will form part of the financial assistance call early in the new year. So by default, groups will be able to apply through financial assistance for COVID support.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. There's another question then from Councillor McKevitt.
Yes, thanks very much, Sarah. Thanks, Leanne. I just want to know, Janine, is there money available in that for rural communities?
For in relation to these two reports, no, Councillor. Sorry, they are specific to neighbourhood renewal areas as identified in Newry and Downpatrick. So it's those legacy areas that are covered by this fund. But again, the previous paper and the amount ring fence going out through the hub will meet every need right across the district, so the rural communities can get involved in that.
Okay, Chair, then there's a proposal from Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor O'Hare.
Yep, that's great, thank you.
That'll cover the child item 8 and 9. That just proposed the two papers. Thanks very much.
That's fine. Go ahead, sorry, Councillor.
Sorry, as Janine says, it's a good news story. It's good to see a bit of money coming this way, especially for Christmas. So thank you very much.
Yes, no, most definitely. And I'm sure Councillor O'Hare is happy that his second in proposal goes for both items as well.
Definitely, Leanne, yeah, same as Terry. It's a good news story basically all around in the mouth of Christmas, because I know around my own area here, people are struggling at times now, and people you mightn't even think that are struggling, and they're getting their tight. So it's brilliant. Great news.
Thank you, Chair. All right, on to item number 10, the DEA Forms Update Report. Janine?
Yes, Chair, members, our monthly DEA report, we see meetings that have happened in the Mourne, Sleet, Gunn, Murray and Cotley, so we seek approval for the actions contained within each of those.
Okay, there's a question from Councillor Walker.
Yes, go ahead, Councillor Walker.
Can you hear me? Thanks very much, Chair. I think it would be remiss of us if we didn't congratulate our DEA coordinators, our 7 DEA coordinators that has worked this year tirelessly. And Janine, all I'm asking for is maybe yourself to relay to them our gratitude for the work that they have done over this last year. I've seen our own one in Rowan, and I'm sure the other six are exactly the same. They've went the extra mile, so they have, and trying to help people. All too often, as I say, we can ridicule officers and people within council that they're not doing something right. But I think they pull together here, so they have, they've led by example, so they have, and I think they should be commended.
Thank you. I'm excited to pass on.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Janine, you happy enough till?
I definitely have that message on before Christmas as well. Yes.
Great. Thank you.
So then, there's a proposal from Councillor McKevitt.
Yes. And I'm no second.
Oh, there's a seconder from Councillor Andrews then. I was just wondering if Councillor McKevitt.
Yeah.
Sorry, the sentence of the year is I was on mute. Yeah, no, just happy to propose. Happy to propose for that to go on through as planned. Thank you.
And then there's a seconded for it by Councillor Andrews, but a question as well from Councillor Andrews.
Again, Chair, I'm only too happy to second the report. And again, I echo the sentiments of Councillor Walker. Our DEA coordinators, and plus our council staff who have been involved and who worked so hard and made sacrifices this year, everybody concerned is to be commended. If it wasn't for yourselves, you know, the hard work and all wouldn't have been done, but you've made a lot of sacrifices, put in a lot of hours, and I'm privileged and honoured to count you as colleagues and friends. So thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you. And there's just a question then from Councillor Casey.
Yeah, yes. Thanks very much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead, Charlie.
It's on the new, it's about the Willie Mealy statue issue. We got a presentation from that group not too long ago there, and they had their hearts set on whenever they got around to getting the money for the statue, that it would be located at Sugar Island. There's a piece of heart standing ground there where there's a summer seat and advertising hoardings. That was where they had hoped to place it, but they've since been told, I'm led to believe, that that's a non-runner as far as council is concerned, because there is a statue in that area. There's a the Navi statues there as well, so could maybe somebody confirm that or deny it? Or
I don't know as yet through the chair. I don't know, but I'll find out and come back to you with an update. So the update is on whether the statue in question can be positioned in the original area proposed, which was Sugar Island. Is that right?
Sugar Island. Yeah. Some of the committee are who close to the committee. Have been informed by someone from council that they have no chance. That's the words that were used. I don't know. It's a very final statement. Could you maybe just get that clarified, Janine? I wish you would. Thanks.
I think that is good.
Thanks, Chair.
No problem, Charlie. So, item number 10, we had Councillor McKevitt to propose and Councillor Andrews to second. Okay. So, item number 11, everybody asked of 2020. Paul?
Thank you, Chair. Members, just to note that the Sport and I funding for the Everybody Active 2020 program will be discontinued from the 1st of April. Council used to get approximately £145,000 a year towards funding of programs and initiatives in line with the Everybody Active program. Sport and I have made us aware that it was originally a 5-year program, which is due to come to the end. So this report is just to note that funding is coming to an end, but also that committee consider and agree that provisions be made within the rates estimates process to help absorb the impact of the discontinued program, because a number of these programs often complement what council's currently delivering. And so we felt it was important as officers to see some continuation of some initiatives and programs to help support moving forward, not least our summer activity programs that we did plan for this year, but due to COVID, hasn't been able to happen, but certainly this next coming year to hope be able to deliver a substantial summer activity program and other programs throughout the year, should be able to make those efficiencies.
Okay. Any CFP and FFP, Charity.
I'm going by Sarah. I'm going by Sarah because I don't know what is wrong with my chat. I'm not receiving anything, and I've changed the settings on it, but I don't know what. So Sarah's going to keep me right.
So we've.
I'm sure. No, can do you mind if I come in there?
Oh, sorry, sure. Sorry, sure.
That scheme from Sport and I has to end, and the funding has to end. But I'd just like to propose what Paul had recommended there, that we consider putting money in the race estimate to mitigate that particular loss, because it's important that, you know, groups really look at, upon that as a lifeline, and it does complement what France are doing anyway. So I had proposed that, if that's a recommendation from Paul, I had proposed that.
Okay, Chair, sorry, there was questions in from Councillors Taylor, McMurray and McKevitt before Councillor Casey.
Oh, get in there.
Chair, if I had done that, Charlie wouldn't be long checking, I can tell you. I'm getting a scolding by now. Chair, listen, can I just say in the first instance, it's disappointing that Sport NI has taken the decision to not renew the funding for this. You know, at a time whenever, you know, we're all been encouraged to be more active and to undertake schemes to encourage people to be active, it is disappointing that one of the main sporting organisations in Northern Ireland made this decision to not continue the funding stream. And whilst, and what has been indicated, it was initially a 5-year programme, you know, I think it's clear that there has been real benefits from the programme being distributed around the various district council areas, and we have obviously been, you know, a great beneficiary of that. So it is disappointing. And I suppose one of the questions I have is, was there an explanation given as to why they decided not to renew the funding for this scheme? As I say, given the emphasis that there is on being people to be active at this moment in time, so it is disappointing from that point of view that they have decided to, you know, withdraw the funding at this stage. And we'll obviously have to try and meet the shortfall in some way or other to ensure that some of the schemes that we undertake are continued. But as I say, I just would like to get some sort of, you know, understanding as to why they've decided not to reinitiate or renew the scheme.
If no, Paul, maybe, or unless, Paul, you want me to go ahead with all the questions and then...
Aye, let's go ahead with all the questions and then I'll respond, yeah, if that's all right, yeah.
Okay. If I'm right in saying, Sarah, it's Councillor McMurray in this. They seem to have got my chat working.
Oh, okay.
To keep Charlie in check, Councillor McMurray.
Well, yeah, no, you have my deepest sympathies if your chat isn't working. Having gone through that myself, and good luck trying to keep Councillor Casey in check, but that's probably something that you can your best place to deal with. No, I suppose really... sort of following on from what Councillor Taylor is, I mean, happy to second as well, if there's no seconds through, I mean, this is exactly what sort of council should be doing. One would presume as well, the question being, to get this money, is just to go through the sort of the normal, would it be SANSA? So following on, I suppose, what was the Sport NI money, was it post, or was it before COVID struck that they decided to withdraw this money, or was it in response to COVID? And then following on from that, you know, is there any chance of this sort of, you know, given the obvious health and mental benefits that sport brings to us, I mean, is there scope? I mean, are we lobbying to Sport NI in order to, or do we need to lobby more for Sport NI to sort of reinstate this sort of funding? Because again, great. It's great that we can support, and this is exactly what we should be doing as council. It would be even better if Sport NI were putting their money where it should be, you know, into sport, one would think. Thank you, Chair.
No problem. Thank you. And Councillor McKevitt, you had a question as well, if you want to in
there. Yeah, thanks, Leanne. I did. And I hope, Charlie, your chat's working for the next couple now, because we're not having that. It's Christmas, you know. No, disappointing at this come. I want to ask Paul, is there a new funding programme in the horizon for to be able to replace it, and opportunities for us to be able to pump into that before we put it on to the ratepayer? And secondly, like, you know, this council is very much providing the facilities for people to be able to keep active. But I was disappointed to learn. A few people have contacted me that are members of the Newry Leisure Centre, and they had to cancel appointments because of, well, for whatever reason, they gave a couple hours notice and they couldn't rebook into the appointments to rebook into their gym because they said there was an outstanding fee because they cancelled. Just in the times that's in it, I want, maybe could you find out, Paul, if how many people have been affected by this. When the times that's in it, people did have to cancel their bookings for the gym quite last moment, maybe a couple of hours beforehand, because in one instance, one of the children had to self-isolate from school, so obviously couldn't make the appointment. And the other one, I'm not sure, but you did say that they did give a few. So we are in the business of promoting everybody active through the council. And it's just a pity that, you know, with the disruption all of COVID, that when they do go to rebook, that they can't do that because of an outstanding fee. So I was wondering, maybe could we look into that, see how many people are affected, and maybe, you know, make that go away, that fee go away, so they can rebook. Not sure what way it works, if that's in the right order. But, I mean, I just think it's, you know, the times it's in it, when they did cancel the appointment beforehand, that there was a fee put on them. So if we could introduce, thanks, Leanne, for letting that in too. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you. That's all the questions. Paul, if you want to come in.
Yes,
just one more for me there. One more for me. Do you see it? Do you not see it?
Oh yeah, Charlie's got a question. Okay, good boy, Charlie.
It should be an A as opposed to...
If you're happy enough, Chair, I'll go ahead then. And
yes, Clara, if you would mind me, thank you.
Okay, so while in closed session, the following items were discussed. Item 16, leasing of land, the Lynx playing field, Strangford, on the proposal of Councillor McAvoy, seconded by Councillor O'Hare. It was agreed to the adherence of the terms of the lease between Council and Strangford and District Playgroup Association and After Skills Club, and the recommencement of ground rent payments at a cost of £140 per annum from the 1st of January 2021. Item 17, leisure public tenders. On the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, the following were agreed. The business case as per Appendix 1 for servicing, repairs and maintenance for facility alarms and CCTV, and approved procurement via public tender for these services and supplies. The business case as per Appendix 2 for washroom services and approved procurement via public tender for these services and supplies. The business case as per Appendix 3 for uniforms and approved procurement via public tender for these services and supplies. The business case as per Appendix 4 for servicing, repairs and maintenance for pool moving floors and approved procurement via public tender for these services and supplies. And that officers undertake the appropriate evaluation of the above public tenders in line with procurement guidelines and appoint a preferred bidder and enter into a contract for up to 3 years to the value outlined in each business case. Item 18, Warren Point Community Centre. On the proposal of Councillor McKevitt, seconded by Councillor Gibbons, it was agreed to accept the business case for professional fees attached to the officer's report and proceed to develop the scheme to planning application stage, to approve the inclusion of an additional £100,000 in the 21-22 rate estimates process to cover any associated costs with getting the scheme to planning stage, and to approve the updating of the 2018 feasibility study to include virtual consultations in January 2021. Item 19, financial assistance. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor McKevitt, the following was agreed: to keep the deed of charge arrangements for capital community board grants, to enter into retention and disposal agreement for minor work for community support grants, to adopt the sanctions process for minor infringements, and recall 121-22 timeframe for implementation. Item 20, the Northern Ireland Protocol preparations for EU exit. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to delegate the power to the Director of Active and Healthy Communities and Assistant Director Health and Wellbeing to authorise appropriately qualified staff to carry out duties under the provisions of the Food Safety NI Order 1991 as amended, the Food Hygiene Rating Act NI, and any orders or regulations made thereunder or relating to the foregoing or having effect by virtue of the European Communities Act 1972 and the European Union Withdrawal Act 2018 as amended, to delegate the power to the Director of Active and Healthy Communities and Assistant Director of Health and Wellbeing to authorise other individuals to carry out duties as required regarding implementation of NI protocol, and to allocate an amount of £20,000 subject to the reassessment process to procure the required IT system to facilitate import checks. And item 21, short-term hire of units C and part of C located at Sinfield Community Centre. It was agreed to note the request from Flanagan Flooring Distributors for a short-term hire agreement until completion of the public expression of interest exercise for the vacant units located at Sinfield Community Centre.
Sarah, thank you so much. That was a mouthful. You can breathe. That concludes our meeting. And just before everybody leaves, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Christmas and a happy, healthy and safe New Year. I know Christmas this year is going to be very different for us all, but do try to enjoy it and enjoy it safely. So take care, everybody, and we'll see you in the New Year.
Same to you,
Cheers, Chair, and everybody.
Thank you,
Chair. Same to you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All the best.